AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A bill to raise the debt ceiling and impose budget cuts up for consideration in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Senate is not about to ignore our national needs, nor abandon our friends and allies who face urgent threats from America's most dangerous adversaries.
But a dozen amendments being considered first, none expected to pass. Pentagon told Nevada's Nellis Air Force Base that a previously approved drag show could not take place because it's not in line with the Defense Secretary Austin's recent comments. West Palm Beach, Florida, Police Chief Frank Adderley says they're adding extra security for Pride Month events.
Come to West Palm Beach this weekend, enjoy yourself. We're going to make sure we do everything we possibly can to make this a safe event for you.
He says they stopped a threat last year. Journalists at the largest newspaper chain in the country plan to walk off the job June 5th. Gannett employees staging a one-day strike over leadership and cost-cutting measures. This is ABC News. Two more members of the far-right Oath Keepers sentenced to prison for storming the Capitol on January 6th. Roberto Minuta was handed a 4.5-year sentence. Edward Vallejo got 3 years. His residency broke records. Now Billy Joel's moving out.
But now it's coming to an end. After 150 lifetime performances and monthly shows for nearly a decade, Billy Joel announcing he'll be ending his residency at Madison Square Garden.
We didn't think it would last 10 years.
And saying he's been playing there so long.
If you Google Billy Joel's house, they show Madison Square Garden.
Joel grateful to the fans who come back again and again.
I just want to thank everyone for the wonderful thing that's happened here. Thank you very much.
New York Mayor Eric Adams saying Joel is an ambassador for what's great about New York. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
One international carrier wants to weigh more than the baggage. Air New Zealand asking passengers to weigh themselves before getting on an international flight so pilots know ahead of time the balance of loaded planes. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me...
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside...
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
So, how do you feel about religious schools getting public money through the voucher programs? Not should they, because we know that as of last year, when the Supreme Court decided that they could.
Yes.
It is legal for them, for the voucher programs to exist and for public taxes to go to religious schools. That is legally allowed. But how do you feel about it? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And especially, how do you feel about it when you find out that they can discriminate against your kid? Or other kids.
And very openly.
Yes, very openly. And that, you know, public schools fall under federal guidelines like Title IX. And there are certain protections because they are funded publicly. And for a lot of these schools, especially in Wisconsin, over half of their students are voucher students.
Wow. I didn't realize the number was that high.
Well, I mean, I don't know how it breaks down, but some of the numbers, because they were basing this off of a Wisconsin Watch report. There's two, actually. There was one that came out last month, and there's one that came out yesterday. And so both written by Phoebe Petrovic, who's been on the show before. And the one from yesterday is titled Unwanted and Unwelcome, Anti-LGBTQ Plus Policies Common at Wisconsin Voucher Schools. And the one she wrote about a month ago was titled Considering a Wisconsin Voucher School, Here's What Parents of Children Who Are LGBTQ Plus or Have a Disability Should Know. And this is also on the heels of, I think last week we were talking about the new bipartisan bill that's been proposed to... cover private schools when it comes to sexual assault, because private schools are the way that they are, they don't fall under Title IX. And so when sexual assault would happen at private schools, there was not the same ramifications or protections as there are at public schools. And so now there is a new bipartisan plan to adjust that. Which is a good thing. But I just, to the extent that so much of this is our money funding these schools, should they not be held to the same standards of protecting all kids if we're paying for it? 844-967-2789. 2789.
844-96 Party. Jack from Merrimack is joining us. Hey, Jack, what do you think?
Well, for one thing, private schools and parochial schools have never been held to the same standards as public schools. That's the first thing. Secondly, I'm a retired teacher. I taught in schools for over 40 years. I taught at grade levels from sixth grade all the way into university level classes. I personally find it outrageous that we're trying to establish a two-tier schooling system. We're taking money from the public schools, public money from the public schools, and we're putting it into private schools. And while we can do that legally, it's you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And statistically, these private schools have not shown any better outcomes than the public schools have. We know why we're supporting a two-tier school system. There's long been a privatization goal with the Republican Party, both in the state of Wisconsin and nationally. They want to basically make everybody pay for people to go to private schools so that private schools, in my opinion, private schools can get profits. But it's just absolutely unreasonable that we don't, at least at an absolute minimum, since these schools are being publicly funded to a large extent, why don't we make sure that they have the same standards as private schools? I taught in parochial schools for a relatively short period of time. And boy, some of the stuff, basically, school choice means the school gets to choose who they want to admit.
Right.
And that shouldn't happen.
Jack,
so, there's my take on it.
We really appreciate it, Jack. And by the way, can I just say, you are a saint for having taught for 40 years.
For that long.
And you sound relatively sane still. And I think that's...
Do you still like kids, Jack?
Yeah, I do, actually. And I'm going to tell you, the last 10 years of teaching before Walker took over, they were the best gig of my life. I loved it while I was doing it. And, the only reason why I retired was basically at 70, I didn't have the energy to do the job the way it really should be done.
Wow.
You taught until you were 70?
Yep.
Wow.
That's really impressive.
That is really impressive, Jack.
That was, like I said, for me, it was, I really liked the work. I liked working with the kids. Yeah, there were problems with various aspects of the job, but name a job where there aren't.
That is true.
Absolutely.
That is true. I even sometimes don't like this job.
And she gets to work with me.
And I get to work with Jane. I get to talk about whatever I want every day for 3 hours. Thanks so much for the call,
Jack. Thanks a lot, Jack.
And I think and that's the thing. It's like if you want to be, we talk about private companies. And private companies have, freedom of speech is... Yeah, on Twitter, it's like, no, there's terms of service because this is a private product and a service that you get access to. But saying whatever you want on Twitter might get your tweet taken down or you get banned, but it's not going to send you to jail. And it's the same thing with, like, if you are a private school that is totally privately funded, I guess there is an argument to be made as far as how you set your rules and set your... handbooks for student behavior. But like, as soon as you start getting public money, isn't there an expectation that there is a certain amount of protection that everyone should get? Because some of the stats that came out of this, there was one specific story out of the Wisconsin Watch story about Sheboygan Lutheran, which is a private school that receives public funding through tuition vouchers and which currently is subsidized. So 40 of their students are on vouchers.
Okay.
But there was another one in Green Bay later in the article that said 62. So Across Wisconsin, four voucher programs serve about 52,000 voucher students, which comprise 6% of students at public schools, 95% participating at schools that are religious.
Wow. That's unbelievably high. And as Jack pointed out, too, they have the luxury of who they're going to take.
Yes.
It's not like they're obligated to take everyone who applies for a spot in one of these voucher schools. They can pick and choose.
Well, yes, that is true. And it's just, so the crux of this article is that in Sheboygan Lutheran, their current handbook dedicates over 1,000 words to a policy that uses biblical teachings as a basis for its anti-transgender policies. And the main kind of character in the part, his name is Nate Worth, and he had been valedictorian in 2019 of this school, and he had, as valedictorian, was going to give the speech at graduation. In his speech, he had planned to come out.
Wow.
And administration got wind of that and shut that down.
Real quick. Oh, yeah.
And he ended up going to the press about it. And so this was back in 2019. Sheboygan Lutheran valedictorian says speech was nixed because he wrote about being gay. And that got picked up nationally. And I think there was, and now he's about, I mean, this is how fast time goes. Now he's about to graduate college.
Wow.
But he, in this story, he was looking through the student handbook and he goes, this was not what the student handbook was when I was there. This has changed even in the last 4 years to be even more discriminatory and even more, you know, draconian towards certain kids. And I just feel like if you're going to do that, you can't also be taking public money. 844-967-2789. Like, am I crazy here for thinking that there's certain protections? And this goes towards disability.
Yes.
This goes towards sexual assault. This is like, if we're paying for kids to be going to these schools, what is the expectation that these schools protect these kids instead of really indoctrinating them? It's like, well, we're getting paid by state money for you to be here, but you, by being here, have to follow our rules.
Right.
That we have no obligation to have set by anyone except us and our God. And I know we can't do anything about it because the Supreme Court ruled on this, but it seems crazy to me that there's no ramifications after this article comes out, besides just like awareness of, hey, maybe if you have a LGBTQ kid, don't send them to one of these schools because they can discriminate, they can expel them. And there's nothing the state can do about it. That's crazy. Ugh. Happy Pride Month.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money?
We will keep the conversation rolling. Would love to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
But as sure as God made black and white, what's down in the dark will be brought to the light. Because you can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. But sooner or later, God will cut you down. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Go and tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell the midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him the God's gonna cut him down. Tell him the God's gonna.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 59 overnight under partly cloudy skies. East winds around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 87. Lows dip down to about 59 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Mid 80s Saturday, turning cooler on Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 59 overnight. High of 87 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
I like how you call homosexuality an abomination.
I don't say homosexuality is an abomination, Mr. President. The Bible does.
Yes, it does. Leviticus
18:22.
Chapter and verse. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions while I had you here. I'm interested in selling my youngest daughter into slavery, as sanctioned in Exodus 21:7. She's a Georgetown sophomore, speaks fluent Italian, always cleared the table when it was her turn. What would a good price for her be? While thinking about that, can I ask another? My chief of staff, Leo McGarry, insists on working on the Sabbath. Exodus 35:2 clearly says he should be put to death. Am I morally obligated to kill him myself, or is it okay to call the police? Here's one that's really important, because we've got a lot of sports fans in this town. Touching the skin of a dead pig makes one unclean. Leviticus 11:7. If they promise to wear gloves, can the Washington Redskins still play football? Can Notre Dame? Can West Point? Does the whole town really have to be together to stone my brother John for planting different crops side by side? Can I burn my mother in a small family gathering for wearing garments made from two different threads?
See, this is the recall that I want to be able to have. I have to have Leviticus memorized.
Yeah.
For whenever anyone quotes it as their reasoning to discriminate and say, well, the Bible says that gay people are bad and going to hell. It's like, well, I'm also supposed to camp out somewhere once a month when I get my period, and no one's letting me do that anymore.
Well, and we're not supposed to cut our hair. And trust me, tattoos are way out. Way, way, way. No tattoos. No tattoos, friends. Even if it's a cross.
So we're talking about what I find to be lunacy is the fact that in voucher programs in Wisconsin, where they are publicly funded and there's kids going to private schools, 96% of which of the participating schools are religious, and 4 out of 10 of those schools, from what Wisconsin Watch found, has some kind of rules in their handbook, their student handbook, that discriminates against LGBTQ plus kids, and they do not have the same protections as if they were at public schools, even though these schools are receiving public funds. And I think that is crazy, and that we should do something about it.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money? Steve from La Crosse, thanks for joining us. What do you think?
Hello. Who's that last school teacher that was on?
Jack from Merrimack.
Yeah, he was totally incorrect. The graduation rate for a public school is 72%. A private school is 96%. Almost 25% different graduation rate from private to public.
Is that for Wisconsin or nationally?
That's just in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Solutionsbypass.com. Almost 25% better graduation rate in a private school than public.
So do you have a problem with private schools getting taxpayer money?
Not at all. If you're a taxpayer, why shouldn't your taxes go to where your kid is going to school?
Well, I thought it was about the separation of church and state.
If your kid is going, what does that have to do about anything? You can choose where you want your kid to go. If my kid goes to a private school, why should I be paying for public school when my kid's going to the private school?
Well, I don't have any kids yet, so why do I have to pay for other kids to go to school? That's the whole point, is that part of our taxes go to educate the electorate, because that is a public good as far as having an educated electorate.
Yes, but why, if you're a taxpayer, why won't they go to students going to a private school?
Because the private schools don't have the same oversight as the public schools do, as far as elected officials that we elect.
Not all private schools are religious.
No, of course not. But we're talking, and they're not. But we're just saying, should religious schools, when it comes to the division of church and state, and then they claim the Bible as their reasonings to discriminate against kids, should those schools get public funds, even though they're not protecting all kids?
Why? What is discrimination going on?
Oh, well, that's what we were just talking about in the first segment. As far as 4 out of 10 of the schools that are in, that are religious schools that are getting voucher, that are part of the voucher program, have rules on the books that they can discriminate against LGBTQ plus kids.
What books are these?
What do you mean, what books
are
these?
They're
in the school handbooks.
Because yeah. I was a private school teacher for a religious school, and that's not the facts. Just because you make something up doesn't mean it's the truth. That's the fact.
I'm not making this up. We can send you the article. If you look up, Steve, there's an article on Wisconsin Watch that was published yesterday that is an investigation into this that looks at all of, they went across different schools and looked at their handbooks, and they found this written in the handbooks.
That you can't go to school, there's a dress code. It doesn't say LGBTQ. There's nothing that says it.
You should
there's
read
a dress
the
code when you go to private. Cool.
Yeah, Jack or Steve, you should read the article.
I don't know what the article is even from, but it's not the truth.
So the article's from Wisconsin Watch, and it was published yesterday, and it was basically
Wisconsin Watch.
Yes, which is an investigative journalism program, and it's basically looking into this as far as right. It's unwanted and unwelcome anti-LGBTQ plus policies comment Wisconsin voucher schools.
All right, I'll check it out.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to check in on this, you can call and or text.
We have a couple of bike fans. Samarin, friend of the show. It's a choice. If you want to go to a private school, you get to use your money for that. Public schools are the free option that everybody can use if they choose. And I think that is the point, as far as it was a little circuitous trying to talk to Steve about what we all pay for and what is expected in that in exchange for that versus private schools. And then we have another comment on the YouTube Live from Trifton. So if private schools get monies, they need to follow all public rules. I think if they get public money, there needs to be oversight into how those kids are getting treated. No, I mean, isn't that why this is the whole problem with when we talk, not problem, but the argument and debate over charter schools, is the fact that charter schools have a limited amount of oversight from the school boards that we elect. And so as we are paying for something, the accountability there is having elected officials that we choose. All right, we're going to keep this going because I think we have another call and a couple more texts to get to. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A bill to raise the debt ceiling and impose budget cuts up for consideration in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Senate is not about to ignore our national needs, nor abandon our friends and allies who face urgent threats from America's most dangerous adversaries.
But a dozen amendments being considered first, none expected to pass. Pentagon told Nevada's Nellis Air Force Base that a previously approved drag show could not take place because it's not in line with the Defense Secretary Austin's recent comments. West Palm Beach, Florida, Police Chief Frank Adderley says they're adding extra security for Pride Month events.
Come to West Palm Beach this weekend. Enjoy yourself.
We're going to make sure we do everything we possibly can to make this a safe event for you.
He says they stopped a threat last year. Journalists at the largest newspaper chain in the country plan to walk off the job June 5th. Gannett employees staging a one-day strike over leadership and cost-cutting measures. This is ABC News.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about a new Wisconsin Watch article that was published yesterday, talking about the fact that private schools can legally have discriminatory rules in their schools as far as when it comes to, as long as they claim religious exemption, because there's no state law protecting LGBTQ students from discrimination once they're enrolled in a voucher school. And the federal Title IX law exempts religious institutions from complying with the anti-discrimination law if it runs counter to their religious beliefs. And so if it was just a privately funded school, that makes sense to me. If you were paying to send your kids here, fine. But as far as the voucher programs go, it's public money.
It's taxpayer money.
It's taxpayer money that's sending these kids there. And it's not like you always get a choice on which schools you end up at when you're in the voucher program. It's a lottery system, as far as I understand. And I just feel like, do we want to maybe look at this and revise it? Because I'm not comfortable with that. And granted, There's a lot of things our taxes go to that I'm not necessarily comfortable with, and you don't always get a choice, but that's why we talk about them.
Yes.
844-967-2789. How do you feel about religious schools getting public money when you know that they can discriminate against their own students?
Stacy from Waukesha. Thank you, Stacy, for calling in. What do you think?
Hi. I think it's ridiculous because if you think about it, a lot of these schools have income requirements. And they may not have income requirements. So someone, let's say, that makes $1 million a year is going to be going to that school, sending their kids that I, my middle class income is paying for, whereas them at $1 million level, income level, are not paying their fair share of taxes. So my tax dollars are paying for this rich kid to go to these religious schools. So absolutely not.
Well, I do think at least the voucher programs, as far as I understand in Wisconsin, there is an income requirement. And so there's definitely rich kids who are going to the private school, but I'm not sure they're the ones getting the vouchers.
Okay.
That's different in Florida.
That's good.
Now, in Florida, that's what they passed this year, that anyone, there is the, they eliminated the income eligibility and that everyone now can just get $8,000 to spend at whatever school they want to spend. No matter how much money you make. That's different than, at least in Wisconsin, there is still, it's 300% of the poverty line.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. That's good to know because I've been, you know, seeing lately that where some of these different states where they're passing these laws where, yeah, there's no income.
Yeah.
There's no income limit, so, which is ridiculous. But, yeah, we need to keep religion out of school. Unless it's a religious school, fine. I don't care. But
well, and if you're choosing to send your kid to school because you yourself are religious and you, I guess, also agree with some of the rules that they're implementing. But I think if you're part of the voucher program and all you're trying to do is get your kid a better education, and yet they're not protected in certain ways, I think that that's a problem.
Thanks so much for calling, Stacy. Go ahead.
You bet. Thank you. Oh, no, I was just going to say, I find it interesting that a lot of Republicans, especially in the school boards, are worried about our kids being indoctrinated. It's like, really?
Well, they're just worried about which thing they're being indoctrinated with.
Yeah, well, it's different. Right. Yeah, it's different if they're doing the indoctrinating.
Right.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money? We have a couple texts from the 414. Schools that accept vouchers should have the same oversight and accountability as public schools. Without this, how do taxpayers know what they're getting for their money? If the schools don't want this taxpayer accountability and oversight, then don't become a voucher school.
Or maybe those kids don't have to abide by those rules.
Yeah, that would go over.
I was like, well, you know, I'm here on public money, so you got to take me with all of my rainbow flags.
But they don't have to take you.
No.
They don't have to take you. 844-967-2789 from the 920. Any school that gets taxpayer dollars should be mandated to follow the state-regulated and approved curriculum. If they choose not to follow that and be held to the same standards, then the tax dollars should be removed. I'm a Christian, but I don't believe those values should be used in a school setting funded by taxpayer dollars. The separation of church and state is vital.
I totally agree with that. And I went to a private school.
I went to a private grade school
and it was a great education, and like we had to go to church. Certainly there was none of this was part of the zeitgeist at that point as far as what the rules were. And I can't even think of my friends who went to the private high school in Madison, Edgewood, where this was, and it would be interesting to go back and think about it now and look what the rules are, how much Edgewood has changed now. If they have any rules like this on the books, it's Madison, so
right,
maybe not. But I don't know. That's something to investigate.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to check in.
So yeah, I mean, I don't have much more else to say about this besides I certainly recommend reading the article. And we'll link it in today's show notes if you'd like to. I'll put this in there. I'll put also what to know about before you send your children to a voucher school. That's where I got the information as far as the eligibility being 300% of the federal poverty line. But I think it goes beyond just LGBTQ plus. It goes to disability. It goes to the sexual assault bill. And just the expectations that, and it's not just for you as the parent, but also as taxpayers, accountability to where money is going and how it's being spent and then how those kids are being protected.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Graduation rates depend partly upon the students who are chosen by these schools. Test results, which most conservatives think are important, do not show significantly better results. I think that's from from Jack from Merrimack. Graduation rates depend partly upon students who are chosen by these schools. Test results, which most conservatives think are important, do not show significantly better results.
Hmm. Yeah, it would be interesting to look more at that data as far as community by community. Because obviously, I mean, I'm the first one to say that I know MPS is obviously not doing great.
It's got challenges. There's no question about it.
And so, all right. Well, if someone has another text or call, we will certainly take it. But I think for now, we're going to move on to some other headlines. And I'm just going to start here because it's silly. Actually, no. I'm going to start with the debt ceiling and at least give a tip of the hat to the moderates who voted in the House to keep this bill moving along. Because yesterday, in a 314-117 vote, the House has passed the bill to raise the federal government's $31.5 trillion debt limit. And now the bill heads to Senate for debate. And the three Wisconsin congressmen that did not vote for it.
Right.
Do you know?
It was Pocan.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
And an odd trio.
But I think what happened was, because this bill, the people who voted for this, there was more Democrats than Republicans who voted for this. Which I think is saying something. And what I think it's saying is center right, center left, moderates, pragmatists, people who understand that you don't get everything that you want.
Right.
In a divided government, we're like, we need to get this done. We have literally
days
to get this done. And this is as good as we're going to get. Let's move forward. So like hat's off to all of those people who we don't hear about as much.
We sure don't.
You know what I mean? We hear so much about the loud extremists.
Bomb throwers.
Who are so angry at the Republicans for holding the negotiations hostage, or that this bill didn't go far enough on cutting spending, despite the fact that, like, that's the budgetary process, not the debt limit process. Like, we have to pay our debts. So the people who are, hats off to the people who don't need to always be in the headlines and be getting attention and actually voted to get this done in a bipartisan way. So, but beyond that, I guess I had not picked up on this, but apparently Ron DeSantis has not decided on how to pronounce his name yet.
And he's been Ron DeSantis for a while.
I've always just heard DeSantis, not DeSantis. But do we have a clip of him, this going back and forth?
We do. I can take a little listen to this.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just can't decide how to say his own name. Most folks say it like I just did.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
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 Former President Trump, he says it like this.
Ron DeSanctimonious.
But recently, more folks are noticing that the candidate and his campaign have used two different pronunciations themselves. DeSantis and other times, DeSantis.
At rondesantis.com.
Which one is right? Well, his campaign won't say, so we may never know.
So, had you picked up on this?
I hadn't.
But I saw this in Axios this morning, and it was just, it's so subtle and it's so silly, but I was thinking about it, like, I've tried to think if I went back and forth every day on this show, and said, every time we came back from break, said, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bray. She is Jane Matinair. And then the next day I went, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bray. She's Jane Matinair. And people were so confused. Like, if they're not confused enough already, as far as the amount of times that people are convinced that my last name is Bray, not Bry. It is Bry. It is Bry, like try. Don't ask me why, because it looks like Bray. But and I just pointed it out, one, because it's funny, but two, you know, it's an interesting piece of scrutiny to see if he, you know, of like, is he gonna be able to hold up to this? Because there's all these like little picky things of the way he laughs and his voice and how he's pronouncing his name, and like, does he have a glass jaw or can he take it? And I think the jury's still out as far as like, how is he going to hold up under such scrutiny, right?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Julie from Franklin, thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hi, I didn't hear any clips of him saying DeSantis. I just heard the clips of DeSantis.
It's real subtle. It's real, real subtle. Yeah.
Isn't there anything else to talk about?
I mostly was using this as a transition because I think it's silly after it's just going through the headlines. But it was one of the headlines in Axios today, which I thought was also interesting.
Yeah, like I think maybe we got better things to talk about.
Thank you so much for checking in, Julie. We really, really do appreciate it. Anytime you want to text and or call, 844-967-2789.
It was subtle. Was that the whole video?
That was the whole video.
Huh. But anyways, so I thought that was pretty interesting. And then the other thing that I thought out of the headlines was interesting this morning was the fact that WMC is threatening legal action over a proposed policy that aims to protect surface water quality. And I just think it's a interesting headline. Like, when you actually read the article, there's more in there as far as like how much it's going to cost and some concerns about that. But it's just like, oh no, we're going to sue over the fact that we want to be able to pollute water, is how I read that.
I also read that the same. We just want to be able to poison you. Why is that a problem?
Why are you making this hard?
Why are you upset about this?
Why? There's like 80% of our water is clean. Isn't that good enough? All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long, you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 59 overnight under partly cloudy skies. East winds around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 87. Lows dip down to about 59. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mid-80s, Saturday turning cooler on Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 59 overnight. High of 87 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are just rolling through our first hour. Coming up in the second hour, we have public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
And she's here.
And she's here in person.
Yay.
We're very excited about that. And then we're going to talk to Laura Dresser, who is the Associate Director of COWS, which I think is pronounced COWS. I don't think it's C-O-W-S.
Good, because we're going to call it COWS.
Because we're going to call it COWS, which is the Center of Wisconsin Strategy, which is a think tank at UW-Madison, to talk about the obstacles of rejoining or being in the workforce. We've talked a lot about labor shortages. We talk a lot about unemployment. We talk about population. And so she is someone who studies this and talks about labor a lot. And so being able to talk about through beyond some of the policies as far as work requirements and everything, like, does that get to the root issue of for the people who could be in the workforce, aren't in the workforce, and why, and what else could we be focused on to help them help themselves?
Yeah,
if you want to put it like that. But for now, we're going to play our weekly game of three headlines and a lie, where we run through four headlines, three are real, one is fake, and Jane tries to see which one she can pick out as the fake one.
Well, I didn't do very well in our spelling bee yesterday. So
no one did well in the spelling bee.
Hopefully I will do better today.
It was funny. State Senator Kelly Royce was on the show, and I had given her, one of her staffers, a heads up. I was like, just as a heads up so I don't catch her off guard, I may ask her to spell like a Wisconsin name, because we're doing this whole spelling bee thing. But I had forgotten to ask Michael Wagner, and that I was like, oh, I won't make Kel to do it either. But that's her staffer texted me later. He's like, just so you know, we were practicing spelling literally up until she came on the show.
Oh my gosh.
And we were guessing what word you were going to give her.
No.
And so I sent him a screenshot of the words we ended up using. He goes, I think she would have nailed most of those. But some of those were really hard.
They were hard. And we're going to talk a little bit later about the spelling bee kid from Wisconsin who tied
for 21st.
He did so well. He spelled words that will blow your mind.
Well, and he didn't even get out from spelling the word wrong. He got out because they changed. There's a new rule where you have to pick the right definition because it's supposed to mitigate just like rote memorization that you actually know the word. And so he didn't spell the word wrong. He picked the wrong
definition
for that word, which I think is kind of crap, but whatever. All right. First headline. Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
Maryland license plates.
Now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
Okay.
Number two, Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
say that again.
Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
Okay.
Number three, woman accused of breaking into restaurant to make salad, ruining $500 worth of food items.
Who breaks into a restaurant to make a salad?
This woman, if it's real.
If it's real.
And number four, a Barbie movie extra said producers banned the song Barbie Girl at the rap party.
All right. Three of these are real. One is a lie.
You want me to run through them again?
Yes.
Number one, Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
I can see that happening.
Number two, Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
I can also see that happening.
Number three, woman accused of breaking into restaurant to make salad, ruining $500 worth of food items.
All right.
And number four, a Barbie movie extra said producers banned the song Barbie Girl at the rap party.
I am going to go with the Barbie Girl song.
As being the fake one?
As being the fake one.
Jane, you are a winner.
Did I win?
You won.
Oh, yay.
Largely, also, I don't think extras are usually invited to the rap party. just saying.
Just knowing.
You're one day of work as an extra. I'm not sure you get invited to, like, the all-expenses-paid rap party after, like, a major studio film.
But so a guy actually had a reservoir drain so he could get his phone back.
Yeah. So this was in New Delhi. A government official in India has been suspended from his job after he ordered a water reservoir to be drained so he could retrieve his smartphone, which he had dropped while taking a selfie.
Unbelievable.
He's a food inspector.
Oh, my gosh.
Dropped his Samsung.
Wow.
You know, I guess maybe public workers need to get a raise. He couldn't afford a new phone. Had to drain an entire reservoir to get his phone.
And who is this?
And do you think the phone still worked?
Well, no.
I mean, I know that they're fairly waterproof, and like new phones are much better if you drop them in water than they used to be. But over the next 3 days, more than 2 million liters of water were pumped out from the reservoir, which is enough to irrigate at least 1,500 acres of land during India's scorching summer.
That's just terrible. That's really sad.
Wow.
Where is this woman breaking into restaurants to make salads?
That was in Floyd County, Georgia. A woman has been arrested after being accused of breaking into a restaurant over the weekend. According to a warrant obtained by Channel 2 Action News on Saturday at 1:55 a.m., Rome police officers were called to Harvest Moon Cafe about a woman who had entered the store. Police said 23-year-old Callie Elizabeth Thwatt somehow got inside the restaurant after it had been closed and opened the food coolers. She then made a salad. Officers said she touched several food items with her bare hands, rendering those ingredients no good. Officials said the total of the food items was $500. Authorities did not specify what ingredients she put in her salad.
Well, and that's what people want to know.
She was charged with theft by taking. Isn't that what all theft is? You take something?
I would assume so.
Okay, and then finally the last real one. Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino. A URL for the license plates of 800,000 Maryland cars now redirects to an online casino based in the Philippines.
Whoopsie.
So it's starspangled200.org is what's on the license plate. And I guess they don't actually own that domain. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley. If you have any health questions, women's health questions, submit them now at 844-967-2789. You can give us a call. You can shoot us a text or leave us a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. We'll be back in a minute.
Water is one of nature's most beautiful and life-sustaining resources. Through no fault of their own, many Wisconsin utility customers are facing a shutoff to their water service. This leaves them without the one life-giving resource we all take for granted. And those hardest hit? Families on fixed incomes, the elderly, and our veterans. If you or someone you care about needs a hand up, your local Wisconsin Energy and emergency service providers are working together to keep you safely in your home and your water, heat, and power on. If you are in danger of losing your water service, call 1-833-426-9472. That's 833-H2O-WISC. Or visit us online at wisconsinwater.help. You may not ask for it, but we're here to help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Remillard.